Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 20th of November, boys and girls. What do you think of that then?
Ooh,
exciting, eh?
That sounds like you're talking to a child.
It does, and I shall tell you for why.
Why?
Because of Jack and Nori.
Ooh.
I read a thing about Jack and Nori.
I thought it was because of Ian Huntley.
What's the Ian Huntley news?
Well, he's turning more and more into a child in order to, just because he's mental.
Hello, Ian Huntley. What would you like?
The killer snuggles down at night under a Teletubbies duvet and has children's posters pinned up on his cell wall.
That's not normal. I mean, fair enough, a My Little Pony lampshade. But, Teletubbies, no. They're weird.
Do you want to know what else he does?
Yes, I'd love to know what he loves to.
Well,
I've been wondering.
One of his cell, somebody who's in a cell nearby, is given a day in the life of being Huntley.
Okay.
7:45, cells are locked. Everybody else goes to breakfast. Somebody brings him his breakfast and he has it in his cell because he'll get
some mashed up buddy bread with a plastic spoon.
No. Cocoa Pops.
Well, actually, yeah.
Loaf of white bread, carton of semi-skim milk.
Semi-skim, though.
8:30 a.m, he goes to work. He's got a cleaning job. He does about an hour. Gets £14.40 a week for doing it. And he does it with three other men who don't want to murder him.
Alright, okay.
10:45, lunch, a bit early.
Oh, it is early.
11:45, lock up. 1:30, work, which is a bit more cleaning for an hour. 4 o'clock, gets locked up again. 5:30, dinner. It's a lot of eating.
Well, it's not that much. It's lunch, dinner, and breakfast, that's all. Is there a snack at later? Because they're having their lunch and their dinner very early.
No, but they
get... What time do they go to bed?
8 o'clock.
Early? Wow, so how much is he...
He's obsessed with who
so
wants
to get
be
12
a millionaire.
Hours sleep.
And Deal or No Deal. He can be heard shouting at the telly during
deal!
The show, No Deal.
No Deal! That sort of thing.
Yeah. And he has a Nokia phone, and he's always asking their guards to get him prepay. And he sits there at night with a phone book that he's got and looks up the names of all the women that write to him. Because loads of women write to him saying you're really fit, and you might be a bastard, but at least I know you're a bastard. Will you go out with me?
Is that some advice in the book that we were reading last week, the programme, How to Get Married If You're 30? If you're not that fussy, write to a child killer in prison.
Yeah.
At least you can say you're married.
The problem is he's not going to get out.
Sometimes you guys get married in prison and then you have to do it with them. But at least you can say you were married.
Yeah, maybe, you know. Would you, I don't know. Nah, won't bother.
I'm not bothered about getting married in the first place, so I wouldn't bother. Unless it was, you know, a kind of a joke. I might marry a killer for a joke, you know. Black Monday is today. If you live in London, because apparently all the tubes are buggered. Thousands suffers, there's three lines crippled. There's a bus strike on. 70 bus routes are out of action. To be honest, surely... I mean, I found today a much easier journey than I had all last week. When it was, that's just a personal thing.
Just for the purposes of the audience, Michelle gestured wildly with her hand.
So, I don't know, I mean, three lines being crippled, it's not that bad, is it? It's fairly normal. They've made this big headline in the Evening Standard, tubes hold a Black Monday, worst day for travel, blah, blah, blah. And then they continue the story on page 6, and they got a big quote from someone going, I wish I knew how to get to work, this is ridiculous, I'm very angry, it happens all the time. So they kind of contradicted themselves there.
Yeah.
Travel hell.
Catherine Zeta-Jones has just got a fab new look.
It looks
quite similar to the old look. Usual look.
She's got a clip in her hair.
Yeah.
Is that the difference?
Yeah.
My stomach rumbling.
Hardly news.
Hardly news. The London Fields Lido has opened in Hackney. Looks brilliant. it's heated Olympic-sized pool, and so they've got a picture of it here on a cold winter day, steam coming off it. It looks great. So I wouldn't mind having a go on that. Is there children allowed in it?
Yep.
What I really want to go do is go to a pool where there's no children. I realise they are revolting. And they're the ones that make it smell in the pool.
You challenged yourself once.
I was.
And true. You were revolting.
I wasn't often, lovely. I tell you what, Ian Anthony was always trying to get off with me when I was a kid.
Harry Hilton. Her tit accidentally fell out.
That's news?
Yep.
News. Oh! Oh, monkeys! Oh! Look at his little face. There's a very nice picture of a monkey. If you've got to pick the copy, if you just want to see a nice monkey putting a funny, cheeky face by the mirror, look on page 15.
He was born by cesarean. People thought he wasn't going to live, but he's fine.
He's like him when he's grown up. He looks angry now, actually. He looks cute when he's little. It's like, it's a picture of him when he's little. He's having his
chest.
What's it called? Stethoscope. He's got a stethoscope. It looks like he's a bit cold and he's going, ooh.
Yeah, he's got his eyes screwed up. Very cute. Big nose. Quite wide nose.
That's the monkey for you.
No,
I don't think we should go wherever you're going to go now. A Russian man has been poisoned, which is very exciting. It's in London at a Itsu sushi place. Is that where you go for sushi?
Yeah.
Piccadilly one?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, no, well, no.
Oh, well, you weren't there then. You'd think, well, maybe he's just had a bit of bad fish that Homer Simpson had in that episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, the blowfish.
Yes. But no, it's an odourless chemical called, I can't remember what it's called. It's not the case of remembering, it's because you're tasting it. Yeah, it's actually bird flu. And in fact, they think he probably got it in the afternoon when he had an afternoon appointment, but apparently it's quite common for Russian spies to go around killing each other with poison. There's a picture of him.
He's a Russian spy.
He's a dissident.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I think Pearl Jam did a song about it.
It sounds a bit like a film.
I think he's someone who's he's anti. He's moved away. He's anti Russia. He's giving away the secrets, perhaps. I don't know. Anyway, that's what's happened to him. He's in intensive care at the moment. He might 50-50 which way he could go. So exciting, Russians poisoning each other. It's like James Bond come true. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a stunt to promote the new James Bond film. It's all consuming, isn't
it? Yeah, because it's certainly going to make me go and watch it now.
Revealed, finally, the face of Jack the Ripper. See who he looks like. Well, it man.
Does. Monsieur Moulet.
Monsieur Moulet. Yeah, someone has created a vision of what the man who looked like. I don't know how they know exactly.
Got a good moustache.
He's got a good moustache on him. She claims that the 118-year-old evidence shows that the Ripper was aged between 25 and 35, was between 5'5" and 5'7", and was stocky. So they've given him an evil look and a moustache. You imagine him behind a cloak going...
Now I'm going to rip you.
Yeah, now I'm going to cut you good.
Rod Stewart's daughter is thick.
Is it Kimberly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her dad, Rod Stewart, Pop, said to her, "Your liver is damaged because you're drinking too much. Stop it." And she went, "No, how dare you say that? How dare you say that? My liver is sore because I've been drinking too much, but I've stopped it now and you're wrong."
So she agreed with him.
Yeah. But she was just cross that he'd said it.
Well, that's what dad's got to do sometimes. Oh, I'm still loving that picture of the monkey. The son of Harold Wilson. He was Prime Minister Harold Wilson.
Yeah.
Once upon a time ago.
I know that. Is
this him? This is him. He's given up his job as a teacher. He's a driver now with Southwest Trains. He's always wanted to be... He's a train spotter. Mm-hmm. He's campaigned for threatened lines and he lives on a disused station platform, apparently. But now he's gone, well, there's no, I can't be bothered to keep up the pretense anymore. I'm going to become a train driver, because I can. I think it's a bit sad he didn't do it before, really.
Yeah, it is a shame. Never mind.
So you could get the driven around by the ex-Prime Minister's son, if you go on South
Africa. No, I feel safe in his hands.
Would you let Carol Thatcher drive a train?
No.
Would you let Ewan Blair drive a train?
Yeah.
I think he's gone off the boil. He had a lot of potential.
Oh, really?
He had a lot of potential. But he's not fulfilled it. Would you let James Major drive?
Yes, I would, actually.
I've not seen a celebrity get me out of here for a few days, have you? Dean Gaffney's gone in, we know that. That was hilarious. I watched the repeat on Friday. Apparently, Jan Leeming is basically getting picked. I thought it was going to happen to David Guest. He'd get picked for Rubbish Duck Charles. But he's turning out to be quite good.
He did for the first one, but then he loved it.
Yeah, Jan Leeming's being picked for all of them now. She's had to do about five of them. Because I think she's a bit mad. And a bit whingy, so they're going
I think she's been crying for terror.
I think there's Melandra Burrow's gone in as well now, so they've got an extra boy and an extra girl. She used to be in Hemmerdale. Apparently they're going to split this camp in two today. So we haven't watched it though, but I am speaking with authority.
Lennon's coat's going on sale. If you want to buy it, yeah. $45,000.
That's quite expensive for a coat.
John Lennon's coat.
Has it been dry cleaned? Has it got his sweat in it?
Well, I don't know. It looks
Does that
like
make a difference?
Hand painted. You probably would be very careful with it.
It looks more like a shirt than a coat. Yeah. Oh, I see. It's like a little. Yeah, I can see what it is.
Yeah,
it's all right, isn't it?
Pretty cool.
I'm not going to bid. The Evening Standard Theatre Awards. Who says theatre's not sexy? It's taking place next Monday. It's going to be... Who says it's not sexy? Theatre's brilliant. Listen, the ceremony is going to be hosted by Ned Sherrin. And it's going to... he's going to be the master of ceremonies. It's going to be hosted by Lady Rothermere, wife of Lord Rothermere. Fucking yeah, get in the theatre. Jeremy Irons will be present. Alan Cumming, Kathy Burke.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
They're going to present some awards, but you just think,
get
Russell Brand to do it, it'd be much better.
Tell you what, get us to do it.
Well, we'd be good. We'd be very good. We know a lot about theatre.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The police are monitoring criminal activity by Oyster cards. They've got, apparently last year, they asked for 43 Oyster card records to be given to them. This year, 170. So they're keeping an eye on what criminals are up to. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it is frightening in one way.
In another way, you know what tube stations you're going to.
If it's useful, then go for it.
Well, they might cry if they saw one. They might have had a really sad, lonely life. Just going home, going to work, going bowling, going home again.
That's quite nice.
Going to Kingston, doing some singing, coming back again. Actually, I bunked the fair in Kingston, so they wouldn't know where I was.
If you're a policeman, come and arrest her.
right, now, so Charles and Diana, they used Shackleton versus Julius.
Oh.
Macca and Mucka, Shackleton versus Julius. Now, Rick Stein and his wife have employed the same solicitors to represent them. So Rick Stein is being represented by Fiona Shackleton, who always looks after the mans. And Rick Stein's wife, whoever the hell she is, has been represented by Anthony Julius, who looks after Diana and Heather Mills. He looks after the ladies. And you think, I wonder if they've got a little scam going. Because it must be... I don't know. I don't know whether it's good to keep coming up against the same solicitors. But you reckon maybe the pair of them have got a little scam going. Go on, let's get all the celebrity. We'll bump up the charges for them. We'll ramp them up because we did the Charles and Diana thing. It's like they're a little double act now.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be on opposite sides.
Yeah.
I think they might be colluding.
Well, it's only a couple of cases.
Well, that's, these are just the celebrity ones. I bet there's some clips you've got.
You know, it's, I suppose... It's up to people, you know, they're hired separately, aren't they? Or somebody's going to go, oh, bloody hell, she's got...
But maybe there's a little thing here. See, they've got Shackleton, I better get Julius.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
although, who won? The Charles and Di, so...
I don't think there was. I think it's the division of assets. I don't think it was a competition.
It's always a competition, isn't it?
Well, in that case, Prince Charles won, because he's still alive and got a lovely new wife. She's dead.
Blackpool is going to get washed away.
A thief went into a jewellery shop, nicked some stuff by swallowing it, got arrested. They're going, come on, where's the goods? We know it was you. Where are the goods? He's going, duh. But then he started getting really bad stomachache, crippling stomachache. So they took him to the hospital with a suspected appendicitis, x-rayed his stomach, found the loot. He was bang to rights.
I've got some racing tips for you. Oh, no, it's football. Wigan 0, Aston Villa 0.
Boo.
Blackburn 1, Tottenham 1.
Boo. They're all draws.
This is one because it's already happened. Everton 1, Bolton 0. Or maybe, say 3. Man City 3, Fulham 13.
Ooh, that was an interesting game, I imagine.
I made it up 10,000 to 1. Go into your local bookies, ask for those odds. I don't know when they're playing against each other next.
Probably not for a while now. I have to say your sports news was quite lacklustre today.
That's it for the sports, really.
I've got a bit of TV hints for you for tonight. Discovery Home and Health, if anyone's got that channel. Imagine you've never watched it, but maybe watch it tonight at 10 p.m. There's a programme called The Man Whose Arms Exploded on. Look at the state of that! It's about a bodybuilder who injected steroids into his arm until they went manky and... it basically kind of exploded his bicep. So that sounds good. And largely pushed into... It's a good tale for people who maybe catch potatoes.
If you were thinking of injecting yourself with steroids into the arm.
You've learned not to. And,
always good. Respect. I'm going to start doing film reviews because, you know, I've not watched many films.
Yeah. You're going to get to see some classics.
I've got
Please watch Top Gun.
I've got a book of 1,001 films.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and worked out pattern of what I haven't seen. And basically, I've watched anything with Julie Andrews in, and anything like this, a Stephen King film.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Have you got God, I can't believe I'm telling you this while we're recording. Shawshank Redemption's about £3 in Woolworths on DVD.
Well,
I know you've got some video, but it's something like it's on DVD as well. Then you can skip to your favourite bits, like where the poor crow dies.
Crow doesn't die.
Oh, the man dies and the crow's sad.
Well, he doesn't. You mean it gets suicide?
Yeah, and then the crow gets sad.
The crow doesn't get sad, it's happy.
The crow's sad! No, it's not. It's the worst bit of that film.
For fuck's sake. you haven't watched the whole film.
Because the crow was too sad.
He didn't even die. You never saw any shot of the crow looking sad.
I did.
Didn't even know Brooke was dead.
Oh, what?
He didn't even know that Brooks was dead. The man was called Books.
The crow looked sad. I thought the crow went to go and find him.
No.
Okay, I've never seen The Shawshank Redemption, I don't want to, but seeing as I'm going to start doing some film reviews, might start off with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Or something, I'll lend you a film you haven't seen.
Yeah.
A classic you've
then
not
I'll
seen.
Tick it off.
And you can tick it off and you can do a little summary for it. Yeah, review old films. Genius idea. Right, thanks for listening, we'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.